Welcome back to the Bojangles pregame show. Charlotte and Florida Atlantic coming up at 3:30. Kevin Wired in for Dylan Hutton here at our Learfield IMG College Network Studios. It's 15 minutes to kickoff presented by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Let's take a look at what's going on today around Conference USA as well as the top 25 in college football on our Harris Teeter Conference USA scoreboard. One game in the conference has just concluded. Middle Tennessee was at number 14, Iowa. The Blue Raiders gave up a touchdown to the Hawkeyes on their first possession, and it only got worse from there.
He might have 100 by halftime. Stanley play fakes, rolls out, goes to the end zone for Smith. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Iowa! Brandon Smith ran all the way across the back of the end zone, and a perfect spiral by Stanley in a full-out run to his right and just lofted the ball in there.
That was Gary Dolphin with Iowa and Learfield IMG College. That was one of two touchdown passes from Hawkeye quarterback Nate Stanley as Iowa wins this one going away 48-3. The rest of the action at Conference USA gets started later this evening, and looking around the top 25, four of the games either in action or have concluded besides the one involving Iowa and Middle Tennessee. Sixth-ranked Oklahoma having its way with Texas Tech right now.
Another play action. Now Jalen wants to throw. Does across the middle. CD caught him another one. And he breaks free again. 30, 25, 20. He'll coast into the end zone. Touchdown. Third of the day for CD Lamb.
Toby Rowland from Oklahoma and Learfield IMG College on the call. Sooners ahead in this one. 55-16 in the middle of the fourth quarter. Jalen Hurts with over 400 passing yards and three touchdowns. It was a much closer affair up in Madison. Number 8, Wisconsin, was locked in a tough defensive battle with Northwestern. The key word being was. The Badgers have turned a narrow 7-3 halftime lead into a 24-9 advantage late in the fourth quarter. Number 20, Michigan, after that embarrassing loss to Wisconsin last weekend, is facing the perfect opponent for them to get back on track. That would be Rutgers, who ended up falling to the Wolverines today, 52-0, but even with this wide margin, that won't quiet down the speculation regarding the future of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. Number 23, Texas A&M, clinging to a 31-27 lead over an Arkansas team that lost to San Jose State last weekend, less than 2 minutes ago in that contest. Up next will be the Ford coach interview with Will Healy. Charlotte and Florida Atlantic coming up at 3:30 here on the Charlotte Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When you choose